This is the highest divine purpose class. This is December 5th, 2018. This is Dr. Ephraim Jaffe, and we're going to begin this evening learning about the highest divine purpose. And again, let's begin with a new prayer. If you all close your eyes, and let's begin. In the name of God, the merciful and the compassionate, we ask you, my Lord, to open the doors of knowledge and understanding and height and goodness so that we can understand what it is that you wish us to do with our lives. You can help us to manifest that in the greatest way, that we're not afraid to step into our highest divine purpose and to live it moment to moment, that everything in our being lines up with that highest divine purpose so that our lives spiritually are aligned with our outer lives. I'm asking my Lord to forgive us for the places that we've been afraid to step into this place, that we've backed away from who we are because we're afraid to manifest who we are and to be who we are. And I ask you to open the doors so that we are strong enough to really step into our souls and our spirits and to carry that in the world and to do the real work that we've come to do here as spiritual beings. And I thank you, my Lord, for all that you give. And I ask you to help us to reach the highest possible level for each of us. Amen. 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 Okay. So let me give you just a little bit of a background on this, how this course came about, and why we're doing it. So first of all, this is the ending of the year, the solar year. The solar year is different than the lunar year. The lunar year is about our spiritual unfoldment. The solar year is really about the outer things, you know, our work, our business, things like that, relationships and so forth. So there's a little bit of difference in these two year ends. We're going into winter. Winter is a time of reflection. You know, it's a time of going inside and really evaluating what's happened this past year. What worked? What didn't work? Did we move forward? Did we not move forward? Are we stuck or are we not stuck? And to look at that on the outside, of course, on the inside as well, but to especially look at our work and really is the work online? Are we really working in the way we should be? So if you look at life, you know, there's kind of several key areas. And of course, one of them is relationship and one of them is work. And one of them is spirituality, you know, your spiritual journey, if you will. So these three levels really need to be assessed and really looked to be online. Now, if you think about work, you know, you're working, what most people work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. You're putting a tremendous amount of time into your work. And if your work is not aligned, then what's happening to you spiritually is you're actually wasting that time. Now, if your work is aligned with your spirit, then every moment you work is also moving you forward spiritually. See, and that's ideally what we want. We want that movement forward spiritually. Now, you know, as a physician, you know, I've been a physician now for over 30 years, close to 35 years. As a Sufi murshid or guide, which I've been for since 2007, my work has been to help people to find this connection to God and oneness and to help their spirits really go deeper in their lives and evolve in their lives. And I'm very universal in my approach. I really believe that these teachings are broad and they can go into any spiritual path and any religion in any way. And what I'm doing is simply in the deepest way, bringing that teaching out to people that you may have a chance to really incorporate these teachings into your world. So with that, you know, this course has evolved because what I kept seeing was that people were not living their highest being. They weren't living their spiritual being. In fact, a lot of people didn't know really what it was. And because they weren't living it, their lives were dull and drudgery, and they were in a lot of pain, and they were kind of, you know, traipsing through their lives, doing what wasn't really in their hearts, and certainly not what was in their soul, and being unhappy. And as one day, as I was working with somebody, this highest divine purpose opened up. And as it opened in their soul, and you can learn to become soul conscious, the soul of the light that surrounds people, you can learn to see it and feel it. Once that light opened, and in that soul, that divine purpose opened, it was like a brilliant flash of light opened inside of that person and exploded inside of them. And all of a sudden, they knew why they were here, what they were doing, what they were supposed to be doing. And after that, they had incredible passion for life, and their depression disappeared, the anxiety disappeared. They were living on target. They were living in alignment, you know, with that highest purpose. So with that in mind, that's how this course evolved. Now, yes, you know, I love this course because it opens the door to people's relationship to God. And then the highest way, I know in my heart, that's what we're all doing here. I know that we're really not physical beings having a spiritual experience. We're really spiritual beings who are having a physical experience. So us awakening to our spirituality, to our souls, and really stepping into that higher light is a very important part of our world. And your work, that your work is aligned, will make all the difference in the world to you, because if you're not living this purpose, you're going to be depressed, and you're going to be sad, and in time you may get sick, because your life is going to be off alignment. And whenever we're off alignment, something goes out of alignment inside our physical forms as well. We can get sick over time with it. So it's very important for us to get this alignment in place. All right, so with that in mind, let's talk about the four areas of life. Okay, so we have four areas of life. One of them is our self. The self is your outer desire nature. It's kind of the Hindus would say the Maya. This is your play. You're playing in this outer world. It's where your dreams get to manifest and you have these outer experiences. And actually, you know, you can actually have very beautiful outer experiences if you, in a certain way, keep your life very simple. So by keeping your life simple and living simply, you actually have very deep experiences, and you can strive for anything you want, but if you keep it in a simple way, you'll find that your life's going to be very happy. So the first thing is getting that self lined up and keeping yourself in the right way so the self doesn't go out of control, you know, wanting everything but not being happy with anything. Second thing is the heart, which is really, are you in love with your life? Are you in love with your partner? Are you in love with your work? Are you in love with where you live? You see, these are really important questions, because really you should be finding those things. In other words, you should live in a place you love. Now, maybe you live in a place, like my brother once said to me, he said, I love to live in Chicago. And I said, why? He said, because all my friends are here. I don't like Chicago, but I love my friends, and I don't ever want to leave them. So Chicago was a perfect place for him because he was loving what he wanted. You know, for me, I'm very different. I'm very moved by nature. So I very much want to be in a place where the nature is always present and always beautiful and always rich and deep, because that's what moves me and moves my spirit. So are you loving where you live? And I bet you a lot of you on this call aren't, and that you've kind of settled for places that aren't really what you want. You see, so you have to really look at that. Are you loving where you live? And if you don't, you have the courage to change it. Find what you really want. You see, and these are questions of the heart. That goes to your partner as well. Are you loving being with your partner? Are you loving being with your spouse? And if not, what needs to happen to make that a loving relationship for you, so that in the deep way you really are finding what you want, the deep way you really are, you know, going in that direction. So this is what I mean by loving what you do. Now, the third level, which for me is the most significant, although many people may not really be aware of it, is your soul or spiritual levels. as a Sufi teacher, this is something I spend most of my life with people in, is wondering and helping them to reach their spiritual attainment. Spiritual attainment means that you reach what your spirit is seeking, and the spirit is seeking return to the oneness. The spirit wants to go home. The home is that ocean of divinity. And when the spirit is traveling home and it knows it's going on its way, the spirit's very happy. But when the spirit is stuck doing what it doesn't like, or stuck in trials that it hasn't been able to break through, the spirit can become chained. And in that chaining down, the spirit becomes very empty. It becomes very depressed. And the sense of a spirit being chained is that the person becomes deeply depressed inside themselves. You see, so to unchain your spirit, to be able to fly, to be able to do work that you love, to be able to have motivation and passion for what you do in your life, has a great deal to do with your spiritual movement, especially when what you're doing helps your spirit to grow. You know, if you have passion to do something that isn't good for you, which some people do, then of course, you know, you may be very happy to do something, but that's really not your spirit. That's your nafs, your ego self, that's being driven by that, because your spirit is always driven by lofty things, things that are valuable for you. So why are we here? You know, really, spiritually, why we're here is to return to that ocean. You know, and that return to that ocean has been called many things. And in this world, we call it the return to oneness, or the world of unity. Some people call it self-realization. Some people call it God-realization. Some people say it's enlightenment. You know, there's different terms for coming back into that ocean. But when the soul comes back to that ocean of God, when it leaves its own self, we say fana, and arrives back in that ocean, you know why you're here. You will find out why you're here. You will know without doubt what your life is about, because you have really come back to that. So whether you realize it or not, your spirit is always asking of you to come back. It's always asking of you. Now, sometimes you have to go through trials to get back. You see, so the trials are always there for the spirit to return. So what would a trial be? For example, the way the spirit returns is it embodies divine qualities. All right? So, for example, if you want enlightenment, that's a form of spiritual return, your body, your mind, your consciousness has to embody spiritual light in the mind, in the consciousness. We call that nur. You have to embody the nur, and you are. If you embody this quality of nur, your mind will open and unfold itself, your consciousness will expand, and sooner or later you will cross a ring and you'll enter into the state of divine unity, or oneness. Okay, that's the spirit returning to the nur. The heart tends to like to return through compassion, mercy, and love. So those qualities are very part of your spiritual heart returning. So you could return your mind and your consciousness to God, but you might not return your heart. You see, so we want you to get your heart back as well. For the heart to return, you have to embody compassion and mercy and love and peace. Those are the very, very four big qualities of the heart. When you embody those qualities, and you carry spiritual peace, the real divine peace in you, and you have pure love in you, the divine love in you, your heart will return itself back to God, and you will have the oneness and the unity, and you will have completed yourself as a human being. So these areas are very, very important that we are here. Now, life's been very short for, you know, 70, 80, 90 years is a drop in the bucket of eternity. You know, it's really nothing. You know, we say, in the Sufi way, we say that life is like a blink of an eye, you know, and people, as you get older, like if I look back at my life, it's like a blink of an eye. I can remember when I was a child, 3 years old, 4 years old, but just as if it was yesterday, a blink of an eye. It was by very quick. So in that way, you know, we have to really use our lives deeply. It means we have 24 hours in a day. You know, can we really use our lives deeply? How do we use it? Well, one of the ways we use it is by making sure that our work is of the highest divine purpose, that our work is in the right direction. Okay? So, by the way, what's the fourth level? The fourth level, remember I said the first is the self, the second the heart, the third the spirit, the fourth is divinity. Did you know that you can actually reach the divine, that you can actually talk to the divine, and that actually the divine will respond to you, and you'll actually hear or feel that response, or know that response inside of you. And as time goes on, you'll learn that the divine can be happy with what you're doing, or can be very unhappy with what you're doing, you see. So what you really want is you want to make sure that whatever you're doing, the divine is happy with it. And if you find out that the divine is not happy with it, you want to correct it, because the divine is always of the most highest, the most beautiful, most perfect of life. So we always want to see if we can understand, is the divine happy with our work? You see, and if not, we want to correct it. There's no problem to correct it, but we do need to know when it's off. Okay, so what is the highest divine purpose? The highest divine purpose has to do with creation. Okay, creation has to do with the fact that when you were created as a soul, your soul was not in this body. Your soul was beyond. It was what in Sufi we call it pre-eternity. Pre-eternity means it was in a state that was before you came into your body. And in that state, your soul was learning many things and had many, let's say, learnings within it. But one of those learnings was your soul eventually was going to be put into this world here in the earth. And when the divine creates anything, it creates it perfectly. It's like a beautiful picture. And each one of us is a strand in that picture, in that divine tapestry. Each one of us is a strand. And when God wrote this picture at this time, you know, 2018, 2019, each of us who's alive, we have a purpose in that tapestry. Every one of you has a purpose. That purpose is what will make you happy. When you're living it, you were created to live that purpose. If you're not living that purpose, then you're going to be sad and unhappy. So your job, one of your jobs, is to find what is the purpose that God created me for, what am I here to do, am I doing it, and am I doing it with the best excellence that I can do it with? We say that means that your purpose is written in your soul. It is written in light in your soul. And I can tell you from my perspective that there's no question about that, that in your soul there's a place, and when you hit it and you light it up, that you will feel that incredible explosion I spoke about, and you will know why you're here, what you're meant to do, and you will be happy. So we want you to find that. When you don't have it, you'll find that you're somehow disconnected, unhappy, not doing what you need to do. So, for example, recently one of the ladies that was working with me, she was kind of struggling with her own life. Where was she going? What was she doing? And she wasn't fully happy with it. And we sat down, and I won't go into the process, but we were able to get to her highest divine purpose. And when we started talking about it, I remember what happened for her. In the inner worlds, there was this incredible light that opened that had been kind of hidden. And all of a sudden, that explosion of light began to open again inside of her soul. And all of a sudden, she said, yes, I've known that all my life. I've known that all my life, that that's what I was supposed to be doing. I knew that I was supposed to be that. And, you know, she, so deep down she knew it, but she wasn't on track with that. You see what I'm saying? It was like somehow it had got subjugated behind other things. And so then we said, well, you know, in this case, her goal had to do with, really being the mother for a spiritual community that she was involved with, which is actually different than the Sufi community, but it was a different community, and she felt that she was meant to be one of the mothers of that community. And, you know, if you look deep, you'd see that that was really the case, that she's a very wise soul, and that was her job, to be one of the mothers. Once she realized that that was what she was supposed to be doing, And when she understood that that was where she was going, all of a sudden this weight dropped off. And I remember she was saying, oh my God, that's right. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. I feel very happy and I feel so good to acknowledge that place. And then of course the question came up, well, what are you doing working for me? Because, you know, that's a little different thing. And then as we looked deep, we saw that the working for me had to do with simply polishing her to be able to do that work, that we were really in the process of polishing her heart and her soul so that she could be that mother and she could step in and hold the hearts of all the people in that community, because those people were going through a lot of stress at this time and needed care, and she had the capacity to do that, and that was needed. So she found her purpose to be the mother and to go in. So in this upcoming course, that's what we're going to be doing with you. We're going to be looking and helping you find what is your highest divine purpose. Are you on track with it? Has that explosion happened inside of you? Are you living it fully? Has it gotten tarnished? Have you gotten hurt? Have you backed away from it? Are you afraid to step into it? You know, why are you afraid to step into it? We're going to be looking at all those things. What happened this past year? Did you make forward movement or did you not? Did you run away? Did you forget about it? Did you get distracted? What happened? It's very important. This is the time you want to really sit down and ask yourself that question. Did you really, were you capable? Did you move your life forward spiritually in your work, in your heart, in your soul, or did you not? Okay. So we're going to be working with understanding your higher divine purpose. We're going to be doing processes to look at, you know, did you move forward with it or did you not move forward with it? And we'll be talking a little bit about what those processes are in just a couple minutes. Okay, so I want you to be on track with your life. And when you're on track, remember, you should feel as if the world is exploding in passion and light and love and goodness. It's like we say Hima, you have Hima. Hima means that you're being driven by the passion to reach what it is inside of your heart, your soul, that you've always wanted to do. Are you on track with that? Are you living your life in that holy way, in that spiritually fulfilled way? So this is the highest divine purpose, the highest of a divine purpose, meaning that you're living the highest thing that God put in you, the highest thing that was written in your soul in that time of pre-eternity, that first creation. You came here to live that. You know that. You came here to bring that highest part of yourself to this earth and to awaken to it, awaken up to it, to live that. That's what you're doing here. If you're not afraid, if you're able to find it, and if you step into it, which will help you to do it. And you may have to face your capability. Are you capable? Many people are afraid. They hit the place where they say, I'm not capable. I can't do it. I'm not worthy to do it. This thing of capability is one of the major blocks that we find. In the brilliance work that we do, we look at that. And capability is the first one that I generally like to go after, because I think that we're all afraid that we're not capable enough to hold the highest divine purpose. So deep inside of our being, we're afraid of that quality. Am I capable? Am I really able to do it? Am I strong enough? Am I smart enough? Am I big enough? Am I wise enough? You know, is my light great enough? I think that we have fears hidden inside of us. And deep down, many of you, you know what you carry. You know that is what's possible for you. You feel it. You feel the possibility of it. But you may not realize it because you're afraid of doing it. So I'm a very strong believer in capability. And I want you to reach. I want you to reach what's possible for you. I want you not to be afraid. I want you to step into, you know, people say your higher self, I say your soul, or your God self, the divine itself, you know, to step into consciousness and presence with these aspects of existence and to realize them inside yourself, to realize the oneness. Nobody really becomes God. Nobody becomes God, but people, they realize oneness with divine light. And in that oneness, they realize that they are living, you could say, in the divine presence, in the oneness of the divine presence. And that is what the station of unity is about, is reaching into that divine presence with your soul. Okay? So these are some things we'll be talking about, you know, and give you an example, again, of highest divine purpose. There was a man who came to me many years ago who was struggling with a job offer. He had been offered a job with, I believe it was American Express, as their marketing head, or one of their marketing heads, was very well paid, hundreds of thousands of dollars to do the marketing for them. And he wanted it, you know, he wanted that money and he wanted to have that job. And at the same time, there was something empty about it because he'd done marketing, was very successful with it. And, he knew he could do really well for them and make a lot of money. But at the same time, there was something else that was driving his heart. I said to him, what do you have him up for? What's driving your heart if it's not, you know, American Express? He said, well, the truth is that I have a child, and the child is 8 years old, I think it was, and he has cystic fibrosis. And for those of you that know what cystic fibrosis is, the body becomes fibrotic, it fills up with a substance, and then as it fills up with the substance, the child can't walk, can't breathe, and eventually dies, usually at a fairly early age, maybe, you know, 15 years old or something like that, they die. So, you know, here he has this 8-year-old boy who's already not walking, you know, can barely move around. He knows the child is on, you know, going to be facing death and not to. He says, you know, what I really want to do is I really want to spend time with my son. And I want to give him the chance to go camping, and I want to give him the chance to know what other boys get to know and to know nature. And nobody does that. And there's all these kids with cystic fibrosis that everybody forgets. I want to do a camp. And I want to bring the kids, and I want to give these kids a chance to have what they never could have. And I remember as he said it, I felt like I was being surrounded by angels, and I felt like it was so blessed and so holy what he was saying. And what he was doing was so incredibly deep and rich, and I thought to myself, this is the holy divine purpose, and I have to remember myself to always live with that. Am I living in that deep holiness, or have I forgotten it? And I said to him, what do you want to do? He said, I'm confused. And I said, well, what's your confusion? He said, well, you know, $500,000 a year is a lot of money. And, you know, and I said, when you feel yourself living in that type of money, I said, how, you know, what do you feel? He said, it's like my insides become cloudy and darkened, and I become greedy, and I become all about money. And I said, what happens when you live with this vision of the cystic fibrosis? He said, it's unbelievable. He said, I feel like transcended. I feel like my soul can fly in spiritual light. He said, I feel so good inside. I said, well, there's your answer. I said, you know, do what makes you happy. Do what makes you holy. Do what makes things right for you. So he said, okay, and that was the last I heard from him, but I believe he went out and started that camp. Okay, so this is what I'm talking about. When you live in alignment with your highest divine purpose, you will have that experience. It's like you're flying. You're flying through life. You're not trudging through life anymore. You're not kind of, you know, wondering. And there's a deep state of trust. You'll trust. You'll know that the money will come. You'll know that you're going to be okay. You'll know that spirit works with you, not against you. It works with you. When spirit's with you, what you'll see is the doors just open. It's like parking spaces, you know, when you're in a bad space, spirit's not with you, you try to find a parking space, you can't find anything, you drive around the block forever, you can't find anything. But when spirit's with you, it's literally like you ask, and one moment later, the parking space opens up in front of you, right? It's the same type of thing. When spirit's with you, everything will manifest for you, and life will become easier, and you will start to have trust and joy and happiness in your life and fun. And at the same time, everything you do, you'll be gaining light, you'll be gaining love, you'll be gaining peace, gaining compassion, mercy, goodness, holiness, like this man, the deep state of holiness. All right, so why don't people reach this? Because they have blockages to this. That's why. And that's what we're going to be talking about in this upcoming workshop. You are afraid. You're afraid that you're not capable enough. You're afraid you're not worthy enough. People are afraid of their highest divine purpose because they fear the responsibility of carrying it. They're afraid that they're not ready for it. And some people just can't find it. They just don't know how to get there. So we're going to be looking at those things. We're going to help you to find your highest divine purpose. Okay? And a lot of this is based on the world of meanings. We're going to be looking at the highest meanings in your being. What's the most important thing for you? And how you find those things and how you live those things and how to live in that state of deep meaning. In other words, you have to define the highest meanings for yourself. What is the highest meanings for you? For me, the highest of meanings is, for example, to live in the presence of divinity, receiving gnostically the ever, never-ending light and intelligence of oneness and wisdom that God moves through existence. At all times. That's the highest meanings for me, that I'm living in that state. You know, what's the highest meanings for you? We're going to be taking a look at that and find out. Okay, so this is one of the ways you define those meanings. Okay, that happens, then we have to open your soul. We have to get you into soul consciousness. We have to teach you where your soul is and how to open it up. It may not be forever, but we'll help you to open it, unblock it so you reach that level of consciousness where the soul opens, and in your soul you will find where it's written. You'll find the writing in your soul. You'll find what you're meant to do when you're here, and when you find it, you will feel this incredible expansion and openness, and you'll see that it's absolutely in alignment with your deepest meanings. Okay. So, I just go over the course that's coming up. If you're interested in finding the meanings, if you feel like this has any value to you, then this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be working with a number of divine names. The first name is Alim, the knower. And we're going to work with this quality to open up the world of meanings for you and knowing what is your highest meanings, what is your divine purpose, what's written in your soul, and helping you to bring it into conscious understanding and acceptance by your heart as well as your mind. And that will be the first class. The second class, we're going to be working with the quality, is called Al-Bari, B-A-R-I. And this quality, it takes and gathers from existence all the pieces that are necessary for you to bring forth that meaning. So let's say that you're meant to be, I don't know what, a healer. Okay, so the Bari might be, okay, what kind of healer are you going to be? Well, I want to be a psychologist because I like the mind. Okay, so you learn that. What else do you want? Well, I find that I like dream work. Okay, so something along the, like the Jungian world is important for me. What else? I like to do groups. I don't want to do individual therapy. Okay, so you see, you're gathering the pieces together to define what your highest purpose is. This is the Bari. There's a way to bring that quality in, and as you bring it in and you capture it, you'll be able to bring it forth and find those pieces in yourself. Okay. The third course is called the Musawir. Musawir is the assembly. At this point, all these pieces are brought together, and we create what we call the final spiritual image in the subconscious, in the inner world, not in the outer, but in the inner world. You find and you create that image, that what I call the perfected image, or the Musawir image, or the image that has gathered itself in the subtle world of the angels for its final assembly. So you come with the whole picture. Now, once you have that picture is the master key. Because in the next class, we move into the launch. There's a way to manifest that picture by launching it into the subtle existence and sending it out into the world. It's a form of manifestation. Not manifestation. I'm not a big fan of manifestation. I don't like people manifesting so much what they want, because half the time what you want may not be even good for you. You know, I want you to manifest what God wants for you, what the soul wants for you, what your heart is truly desiring. That's the best thing to launch. So we're going to learn how to manifest and launch this image into existence and you're going to learn how to capture something called the solar wind. The solar wind is a type of subtle wind that will bring this manifestation into existence. We'll teach you how to do that. So you bring it into existence. And then we're going to go into this next step of purification. What is blocking you? What is blocking you? Because as you start to try to manifest it, that's when your blocks show up. And you'll start to say, oh my God, I'm afraid of it. Oh, I can't do it. I'm not ready. You know, the blocks really show themselves. So now we have to go into purification of those blocks. So in this course, we'll be able to identify them. We'll do some purification work. But that'll be something that you'll have to carry forward. You know, you can either do it with us, do the brilliance work, or on your own. But you'll need to purify those blocks. Otherwise, it won't come forward. And those blocks are also often hidden really, really deep inside of you. They're very down. Remember the subconscious, the unconscious. They're very far down inside where they're hidden. So we have to be able to get to those deep places. And once you purify yourself, you'll see that the manifestation begins to happen. And the final step is simply to what I call actualize it. You know, actualizing it means that you have to bring it down. You have to bring it into what we call the zahir. Zahir is the bringing forth of the subtle into the form. Okay, in other words, you have to do the actions that bring it forward, and to bring it into manifestation. And if you do that, you should do very well. So that's how this course works. You know, it's, you know, most of the courses you take out there are about, you know, how you do something, how you make something happen. It's the world of actions. This course is actually not so much about that at all. This course is about finding the highest of who you are and putting it together inside of your being so you really understand what you're supposed to do, and then bringing it into a subtle manifestation and clearing the blocks. And then you go into that outer manifestation because now you're ready. Now you're ready to bring it forward. You're not going to block it. Okay? All right. So that course, by the way, begins December 11th. It's going to meet for those five times. It meets for an hour and a half. The price is $250. If you want, we have a three-payment thing. You can pay for $85 over 3 months, I think it is. It will be done by Instant Teleseminar, so it's audio, it's not video. However, it should be something very, very positive for you. So if you feel that that is workable for you, I would very much like you to join me. I love doing this course because I do it with you. You know, as I'm doing it, I'm also looking at my past year and what happened and, you know, making those same changes in myself. It's part of the year-end close for me is to really sit in contemplation about these things and to make them right. Okay. So thank you all very, very much. That ends basically the introduction to this course. And, if you would like to ask any questions now, you can do a *2. *2 on your phone. Your hand will get raised. I have a little computer screen here. And when you *2, I see a little hand shows up by your name. I can see your name and your telephone number. And then I can call on you. We can ask questions. So don't be shy. Jump on in. *2 and raise your hand. We got a couple people raising their hand already, but so I'll jump in. The first one is from Mexico City. Says Salima, and we'll see your last name, but that's what it's your first name. You're open, go ahead. Salima, can you speak? Hello?
Hey.
Can you speak? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and close you up, Salima. I'll come back to you one more time. I'm not sure why. But you are open, but you weren't speaking. So let me go up to the next one. The next one is from Newark, California, and you are open. Go ahead.
Hello, Dr. Jaffe. Thank you for taking the call and blessings for this very informative call. Thank you. I just wanted to know when the class starts. I think I missed that. And the duration, you said that you would be on the calls with us. So just quickly wanted to ask that first.
Yeah, that call is going to begin December 11th. It'll be at 5 o'clock Pacific time. It will go, basically you'll have a lecture for about an hour, and then it will, the last 30 minutes will just be open for Q&A, you know, any kind of process people have.
Okay, so for people like me that are, you know, very much understanding my role, but stepping into it, you know, creating that practice, do we work on a lot of those, like personal, how to, like you said in during the call, like really opening up to that as of 2019, you know, manifesting abundance through your gifts, right?
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, I definitely say that's your case. You know, you're holding back your manifestation, you know, and, you know, it's like divine wants to give us so much. And then if we block it and we hold it back, we don't manifest it. You know, we'll get some of it. Something happens, but we don't get what is meant to come to us. It's not that you won't get it sooner or later in your life. Eventually, you know, you get what God wants to give you. But you don't get it at this time. So, you know, and so that's what I see for you. You're actually blocking your manifestation. But if you look very deep, I think it's about fear. You know, your fear of really, you know, living what you know is inside of you. So, yes, of course, that we're going to be doing that all the time. It'll be working, but, you know, all of us have to break through our blocks. And that's a very much part of this call. I want you all to be strong and not be afraid, stand in your light, and be the highest possibility of who you are.
Thank you. And I'm excited. I'm definitely going to sign up for the class. I'm really, really thankful for you taking the call. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you. Okay, let me try one more time for the Mexico City. Salima, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. Did you have a question?
No.
Okay.
Any questions?
All right,
thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, thank you. Okay, that's funny. All right, the next call from Twin Cities, Minneapolis, 1791 is the last four. You are open.
Assalamu alaikum, Ibrahim, it's Rifka, Rebecca.
Okay, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, my beloved and I are working on manifesting a child at the moment. So that's one thing, but and I'm finishing my health coaching program, and then now what's coming down the pike is a sacred end-of-life doula coaching, or a sacred end-of-life doula class, and I've always been riding this wave of, like, when am I supposed to step into this, and trying to listen deep, and when I ask myself, I felt my spirit just prostrate. And I've always known that's the work I need to do. I just don't know when. So I'm just kind of checking in.
Well, you know, everybody, this is a great example. So she wants to be an end-of-life doula. You know, doula is, you know, like a midwife. You know, so, you know, end-of-life doula is somebody who helps people cross over at the time of death. And if you feel that, you tune into her in that place, you can see, or if you feel it, you'll feel this incredible depth and richness and power and light and love. She's on her highest divine purpose. She's in there with that. You know, she might have further to go with it, like there might be, you know, refinements about how she's really going to help people cross through that part of the life, and knowing the skills and the understandings of what it means to cross, how do you cross the spirit, how do you prepare the spirit for death, you know, what happens at the point of death, and, you know, where do they get caught. And so there's a lot to learn about that time of life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you feel it, she's really on with it. So the question really is, you know, again, I don't want to answer this question for you. I want you to discover it, but what's holding her back? Let me see what's really holding her back. And if you look deep inside, I think you'll find that what's holding you back is that you have a conflicting image, meaning that there's something else you feel like you have to do, and that conflicting image is blocking you from doing the doula thing, and yet what if you really brought it into alignment, you'd see that there's no conflict and you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're ready for it. It's your
mm-hmm.
own conflict.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I've been aware of it because it's like I just took this other training for the health coaching and it was supposed to be this like stepping stone, but then I thought, well, they would, I had this insight like, well, they'll just merge together. There's no separation between what I've
That's what
been
needs to happen.
On. Yeah.
That's what needs to happen. And right now you have two images in a conflict, like I either do that or I do this. So those images
mm-hmm.
aren't coming together, so you're actually not manifesting really either one of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Very important.
Well, yeah.
Get the alignment.
I'll
okay?
Work on that. Okay, thank
okay.
you. So nice to hear
yeah.
you.
Thank you. Okay, our next one is from San Francisco, 7344. You're open. Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Jaffe. This is Sarah. I took your class last year, I believe it was, or 2 years ago, and I absolutely
oh, yes.
loved it. Yeah, and so... Yeah, I had my two hip replacements and I was able to go to Europe, in the summer this year and I had a marvelous time. I got healthy and happy. And now I'm back in San Francisco in my terrible room that I don't like. And I'm having health issues and gut issues and now I have too much calcium in my blood and I'm thinking about loving nature, and I love nature, and so I feel like I need some realignment, really,
absolutely.
That I'm, some things are good and right, but I need some adjusting here.
Yeah, because if you look at it deep inside, I think you're living an older picture, like you have an old picture. And when you live that old picture, which is not right for you anymore, it goes, the light goes right into your hips. And so the hips contract up and you start to get more discomfort and you get pain, you start feeling bad again. You're living what's not right for you anymore. So you have to shift from the older image. Remember we talked about that formed image, the Musawir. The old,
mm-hmm.
the Musawir, your image is not right anymore.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
And I know that.
Yeah.
So I should take the class. Yeah.
You should take it and
yeah.
step into the next level and let yourself discover what, you know, it's hard for all of us. You know, we've been, you know, we're living our lives and then all of a sudden something changes and we have to go, you know, into this new creation inside of ourselves. But the funny part about it is when you do it, the doors open up and you're joyful, you're happy, the income comes, there's success, you know, in every way because you're living what's right. And when you hold on to the old, all that happens is you get sick because it's not right.
Yeah. I come back and I get sick. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, thank you. I trust you so much. Well, you know that. So, you're such a beacon, such a vessel, such an extraordinary light. I'm so grateful. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. That was nice. Okay. Our next one is from El Paso, Texas, 4747. You're open.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Hassan.
Oh, hi.
Can you hear
How
me?
Are you doing? Yep, I do.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thank you. Actually, I'm from Maryland. My phone is going to take this, but... Doctor, you know, during year two, I basically changed my career and everything, and now I have my business. However, sometimes I feel stuck after 5 years of switching and changing, and even though my business grew, and I felt I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, but the past year or two, it hasn't grown as much as I was hoping or expecting. And then I feel like, okay, if something has changed, am I not doing what I'm supposed to do? Or am I, should I switch to something else, or is this enough what I'm doing? So that life purpose,
yeah,
or job or career, can that change with time, and how you notice that?
Yeah, well, this is where you go when you go into you know, these meditations, and you connect with the divine with the purpose of finding these things out. You'll unfold that, and I think, you know, from my perspective out here, you know, in your deep soul heart, what I feel is that you're not doing badly in the sense, I mean, you're aligned, but mm-hmm. it's not open. It's like not exploding. It's like contained and it's held back and there's something blocking it. So
yeah,
somehow.
Exactly.
You got to clear that. There's something holding that back in you. We have to find out what that is. You have to clear that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think once that clears, you'll find your passion and everything will move forward. But until you get that clear, you know, it's going to hold you back and you're going to feel stuck.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that needs more work.
It never ends. I mean, if you want mm-hmm. to go forward in life, it never ends. But, you know, the mm-hmm. good thing is just have fun with it. You know, just, you know, take each step and don't be afraid. When things feel depressed and tired and stuck, it means that if you clear it, you break through.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a bad mm-hmm. thing. It just means we have to get breakthrough.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay? Okay, thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, we have another one from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 6124. You are open. Go ahead.
Salam alaikum, Ibrahim. This is Layla. How are you doing tonight, beloved?
I'm very good. I'm sitting in the beautiful southern Arizona light, enjoying the beautiful place hidden down here that I think everybody forgot about.
Very beautiful. Mm. Alhamdulillah. I'm so grateful for your help and your inner vision. So I did want to express that. I did want to ask if I was manifesting or not, and if you could just help me see that and understand exactly what to manifest, because I don't feel that I'm on it, and maybe just give me a push in the right direction.
Yeah, well, you know, all the inner heart has forms. Like, we have forms inside of our heart, you know, and those forms can be images, or they can be light, or they can be feelings. And if, you know, like, for example, if you feel your heart, you know if it feels open or closed, right? It's either smooth, like in the last person, Hassan, he said, you know, I feel stuck. And if you felt in his heart, you could actually feel that his heart was stuck. Okay, so these are called forms. If you imagine that stuckness, you might see, I don't know what, a sticky, stuck place inside your heart. And that would be the form of light, but really behind every form is images. And images are really the key, and the key to images are meanings. Anyways, in your case, I would say that you have what I call an hourglass. An hourglass means that the bottom is very open, very untracked, you know, and it has a lot to do with your family and your kids. And, you know, just really kind of doing your work as a mom. But if you go deeper and you look further, you'll see that there's something else going on where your upper part of the hourglass is very restricted. You're not moving forward, you see, and that there's very, very deep images that are stopping you from realizing your dreams. So for me, the key for you is you have to be able to get inside that deep hourglass and discover those images, and you'll change them, you know, transform them. And I think then everything will start to move forward. Life is a manifestation of what's inside of us. What happens is that what's inside of us, God contemplates it and then allows us to manifest on the outside a mirror of what's inside of us. So there's this whole mirroring process going on. So for you, I would say the key is really you've got to understand that the outer, which is not moving for you, is a manifestation of what I'm talking about deep in this hourglass. And if you can find it and change it, I think you'll see everything will move forward for you in a really positive way.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you very much, beloved. So just to look for those old pictures in the top of the hourglass that are kind of constricting there then?
Yeah, and just go a little bit, if you were a little bit too superficial, go deeper in your heart. Like, go for, yeah, right there. Look in your heart right there. Yeah, look at those images. You'll find it. You'll find it right there.
Thank you, beloved.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so our next one, we're almost at time, everybody, so we're not able to get to everybody, but our next one is from Rochester, New York, 8039. You're open.
Hi, Ibrahim. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I took a brilliance class from you a few years ago, and I got a lot of wonderful, wonderful things out of it. I'm wondering if you could tell me maybe a little bit about how this version is, is it different than what you did a few years ago?
Everything's always evolving, it's a never ending evolvement, but, the brilliance work is about opening the deep blocks inside somebody, that's holding them back. So what I did in that work is I was looking at a lot of the students that were having trouble, and I started finding that there were these blocks, like they didn't love themselves, or they didn't value themselves, or they felt incapable of reaching what they wanted to reach. And so what we did is we started working with transforming those. And I can see in your case you've done a lot of work, because even from the last time I spoke to you, your heart is much, much, much more open and much bigger and much more vast than I've ever heard before. So I know you're working hard.
Thank you.
Yeah. This work is really about, are you in alignment with are you knowing your highest purpose? Have you evaluated the year? Were you on track with it? What did you do with it? Is God changing it? Is there a new creation coming through? We call it a holic. Is your holic changing? And if it is, what is the new creation? And then we'll look briefly at the blocks that are currently, because sometimes you go deeper, the blocks change. So you look deeper and see what's going on. And then you look at the alignment. We're coming into a very strong time now on Earth. There's so much going on. And, things change because, people are kind of moved around spiritually into different places. You have different things to do. And it may be that, before you had, more time to get there. And now all of a sudden time is changing. And it's like, nope, you're going to launch whether you're ready or not. So, things change like that, right? So that's what I see for you. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, so we'll take, there's so many questions here, it's actually nice. Let's open up, this is from, Hamza, 1170 in Washington, you're open.
Oh, assalamu alaikum, this is Emily Aman.
Okay, welcome. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. So I've been doing a lot of work, even over the past several years, and especially recently, to ask Allah to help me identify my gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to a point where I've been able to identify my gifts, my passions, my skills, my areas of topical knowledge, and I'm still in a process of trying to figure out how does all of that come together for calling, this divine highest purpose.
Yeah.
And I think I'm also continuously finding myself, I know you're laughing and I'm laughing, frustrated of like, oh, I have all the pieces, but how do they come together? And maybe I'm not being patient, or maybe I am being sent signs and sent opportunities and not moving them or bringing them together in the right way.
This is, you know, these are going to be discussed. These are part of the classes. You know, that Bari class is where you are. You've gathered the pieces. But the Musawir class, which is the merging of them into the final image, has not happened.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, when I feel inside your, when I feel it, you're frozen. It's like there's a place inside that is just froze for whatever reason. And when you're frozen, which means you're afraid, it doesn't happen, you know, so we have to clear it on the inside. You can't.
Mm-hmm. That's an old pattern for me that I'm working on right now. Being afraid and then freezing. So,
exactly.
But I know it and I'm working on it.
I think, you're working, you know, maybe we can help you a little bit to, you know, kind of turbocharge it through there, but that's what has to happen, is that you've got to clean that frozenness and really believe that you're capable of bringing forth what you've seen. You've touched it, I know that, but you know, it's stuck.
Mm.
You can do it. You'll do it, you know, with a little help. You probably, you know, just to give you some positive, you carry a quality called Bolkatim. It's a very, very fast energy that if you catch it, it will move your spirit very quickly. So if you unfreeze, you have a tremendous possibility of very quick manifestation because of that quality. So get unfrozen, and then you're going to see how fast everything moves for you. You know, it's going to be very fast.
Inshallah.
Okay, thank you very much. Good luck. May the force be with you.
Amen.
All right. Okay, thank you. All right, we'll take one more for the night, I think, and then we should close. Let's see here. There's a lot of people with their hands up. Okay, this one is from Pomona, California. You're open 9453. Go ahead.
Hello, Ibrahim.
Yes, hello. Oh, hi, Kat.
Hi. I can't believe I got to get my question. I'm so happy. I'm sorry.
Wait, what was that? I couldn't make that out. What did you say?
I was so happy. I was like, when you said Pomona, I was like, really? I get to ask a question. I was like, I got so excited.
Oh, that's very sweet. What's your question, Kat?
I just want to know what I'm interested in the highest divine purpose class, and I've been sitting with what I need to do. And like I told you, I've been struggling with my business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I want to, I kind of know what I need to do, but I don't know how to get there. And
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to know what I need to do next, because I've been praying for it for some time.
Well, you know, there's a lot of questions in there, but I would say, first of all, from the highest divine purpose level, when I look at your highest divine purpose, which is beautiful, it's coming in a very high light, you're very afraid to step into it. So, you know, your ability to bring, you know, to own what is being given to you and to say yes to it, it's really going to be a very important key, because the business you're doing now doesn't even reflect what's inside of you. You know, and I know you've been doing it to make money and get your life together, and I understand all that. But, and that's fine. It's okay to do all that. But at the other level, there's something much, much deeper waiting for you. And that is what I'd like you to reach to and I'd like you to have a business that really supports that coming in. So, you know, without going in depth, because I, you know, I don't want to do such on the phone, but, you know, the outer work you're doing right now is not really whole, in really carrying the inner work. You can deepen it, but if you brought through the inner work and simply used the outer work to support it, I think the outer work would start to come into manifestation. But the way you're holding it, you're stumbling. You're actually stumbling in the outer work. You're not getting it together. You're not really making it happen, so it's not manifesting.
Okay. Are we going to go over to class why we're so, how to get over the fear of saying yes to our highest?
Yeah, we're going to have a class on that. We're going to look at the pieces and hopefully make some movement with it in that class, okay?
Is there an attribute I can make Taobao on before the class?
You could work with,
Yeah, you can work with Latif. The quality of Latif will help you to open the subtle world so you're aware of what's going on. I think I'd rather get you to be aware of it. And once you have the awareness, you'll be able to move it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay. All right, everyone. I think out of respect to timing, and there's a bunch of people here, and I'm very sorry I'm not getting to all of you, but I hope maybe we'll talk to you on the call that will be coming up shortly. It's a pleasure to feel all of your excitement, and I really pray that everyone on the call really opens to really, really reaching and becoming and standing and manifesting what's possible. So with that, everybody, close your eyes, and I ask the Most High to bless all of you and to open the deep heart and to open the alignment, to bring forth the divine purpose, clear the fears, and have everybody really step into their thread of the tapestry in the most holy way. Amen. 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 Okay. Okay. Good night, everyone. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you all soon. If you